join this Monday morning.
We gotcha. Every day. You just don't know if the phones are going to work or not, but they do this morning.
That's what keeps life interesting.
Yeah.
That Dana story.
Yes, very interesting. All right. Let's start with the Federal Reserve, and this is going to be a big focus of Wall Street's this week. What happens with this next interest rate decision?
Yeah, I mean, the Fed is very data-driven. They're a bunch of nerds, if you will, that look at every single bit of information, and rightfully so, as they try to decide the next move to make. And Ryan, the thought still is ongoing that they're going to make sure that in September the announcement's going to be this week, that they're going to have another pause on interest rates. But they can't ignore the fact that the interest rate goal they have of 2% is not yet within grasp.
No.
So the thought is, are they going to preview or kind of give the market an indication that there could be another interest rate hike before the end of the year so that the market has a chance to kind of prepare for that as we move forward? And I certainly think that's the way things are going to go. I don't see the Fed pivoting at this point, changing things up at this point, saying we're going to do the interest rate hike now because they've got the October inflation data that they can review before the next meeting. And I think that's really going to be the tipping point that's going to push them in one direction or another. And of course, each time that we have this discussion, there's a group of people that are saying, yes, we need to get this under control so that we can again quickly return to the time where we can see reduced interest rate hikes. And I want to again caution everybody, that could be a considerable distance down the road. So please ignore all of this talk for now about interest rate cuts, because we've not even reached the destination yet that the Fed needs to stop the interest rate hikes.
Yet, a lot of times when these interest rate announcements come out, you pretty much have a good sense as to what the Federal Reserve is going to do. It's more about what the Federal Reserve and what Fed Chair Jerome Powell have to say about the state of the economy and anything you could read in between the lines for the next interest rate decision. That's really what people are keeping a close eye on.
And that's why we appreciate Jerome Powell, or at least I do, because, Ryan, he's very transparent in a lot of things that he does. And I appreciate that. Past Fed chairs, Janet Yellen, some of the others, they kind of held their cards close. And it was difficult sometimes to determine exactly what they were saying. What did they mean by what they said? Not Jerome Powell. I mean, he's going to lay it all out on the table. And he's done that, especially coming out of the pandemic, is he's made it clear, look, we've done things right. We've done things wrong. Mm-hmm. And because of that, it helps the market to really determine what the next step is going to be. And you're right. Conversations this week and the announcements, the interviews that he may give, it's not going to be a matter of, okay, we know about 90-some percent of the market thinks there's going to be a pause, so we're not going to be surprised by that. But yeah, what's your feeling on what you're seeing now and what your experts are telling you with regards to the strength of the economy, where we're headed, the speed of this economy? And of course, we've got the UAW strike that is in day four, and if that continues, that's going to be a topic of conversation where they're going to be asked, okay, is this going to be something that you see could impact the economy? And it's going to have to go some time before I really think we're going to start to see a market reaction to this. But it's one of the many moving parts that the Fed has to keep an eye on, and what a challenge they have.
All right, we're joined by our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Let's switch over to the air travel side now and talk about this United Airlines plane that took a big dive. And this isn't the first time we've talked about this in recent months. First of all, explain what happened in this situation. And then the question that Dana and I were just talking about, is this happening more frequently, or we're just hearing about it more often because of social media and things like that?
Well, the latter question first. We're having about the same number of them, but social media and any aviation story is going to immediately go viral. And that's what happened here with this Newark to Rome flight. It was in the air less than an hour. Pilots detected a serious pressurization issue, and that meant they had to get the airplane under 10,000 feet and quickly. So they went from 31,000 to 10,000 feet in about 10 minutes. Now, it's being described as a nose dive. And, of course, you think of nosedive, you think of an airplane straight down towards the ground, and that's not the case. Now, look, it's like a roller coaster, though. You feel it. And for people that are used to flying or scared to flying, that's not the kind of feeling they want to feel. But the plane returned safely to Newark. The captain told the passengers afterwards when he was at the gate that there was about a 6 to 8 inch hole that had opened up on the side of the aircraft that caused the issue. So there were no injuries. They knew exactly what to do, but look, some anxious moments from people that were trying to decide what's going on, because remember, when the pilots are going through this, they're not continually feeding information to passengers because they're busy taking care of the emergency at hand. We want their attention to be in that direction. And it's only afterwards that they can kind of fill in the gaps. So for people that are in the back, not knowing what's going on, all I know is the plane's going down, we're going to die, blah, blah, blah. There are people that, I mean, yeah, they were sending notes to loved ones and everything else saying it's over. Because that's what they were thinking, given the fact of what was taking place on an airplane. They weren't aware of the fact, okay, we've got a pressurization issue. We can fly perfectly okay under 10,000 feet. So that's where the airplane needs to get quickly for us to not have any further issues. And that's what the crew was working on. And then once it leveled off at 10,000 feet, there's kind of a collective sigh of relief, but there's also people worried about, hey, are we going to have another descent type of thing where something's going to happen? But the crew did what they should have, and passengers obviously were freaking out. But remember, if we've got, let's say, 28,000 flights in a day, every day,
yeah,
every single day, and then statistically this happens, you know, you almost, and this is, people are really going to not like this, but I mean, if you have one of these, go buy a lottery ticket. I mean, because you're getting something that most people don't get. It's,
When something like this happens, does the flight crew know what's happening, like the flight attendants? Do they have any idea, or are they just as freaked out as the passengers?
Well, let's hope they don't show freaked out. But it most of the time, the captain at the onset of a situation will try to communicate to the lead flight attendant what's going on, so that the lead can prepare the other flight attendants for whatever emergency in the next steps that might have to happen. A lot of times you hear the ding where they'll pick up the phone and they'll talk amongst themselves as far as what's going on. So, but there's many times that the captain does not have that opportunity because of the suddenness of the situation to adequately communicate to the lead flight attendant. And the flight attendants are trained. Remember, these are emergency evacuation specialists who I have the highest of respect for. They know what to do. They know to secure the cabin, to get things put away, to get passengers in their seat belts on, to get them strapped in, waiting for instructions on the captain from what's going to be taking place. So there's not a lot of standing around wondering what's going on. These people, each person of the team knows what they're supposed to be doing, and they do it. And of course, the passengers, not knowing what's going on, they're left to speculate. And that's, you know, when our imaginations get the best of us and we imagine the worst possible scenario.
Our air travel and market expert, Jay Ratliff, with us this morning. You can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again on Thursday.
And I'm anxious to check out that podcast. That's good work. I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you doing it.
It's a very special show for National Suicide Prevention Month. Thanks again, Jay. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.